This is Sam. Thank you for visiting TeachBible.org's Daily Insight for June the 24. Today's Bible verse is from the book of Ecclesiastes chapter 12 verse 7. It says there, "The dust returns to the ground it came from, and the spirit returns to God who gave it." End of quote. We hear and read about many deaths during this pandemic disaster time. Many people lost their dear ones, and it was a sad time for many all around the world. One man recently asked me this question: what happens after death? You see, only the Bible gives an authoritative answer about what happens after death. Our Bible insight says, "The dust returns to the ground it came from, and the spirit returns to God who gave it." When God made Adam, he made him out of the dust and then breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and the man became a living being. Genesis 2:7. Therefore, man has material and immaterial parts in him. The material part is the body, and the immaterial part is his soul and spirit. Jesus said this, "I tell you, my friends, do not be afraid of those who kill the body and can do nothing more than that." Then again he said, "I will show you who you should fear. Fear him who has the authority to throw you into hell after your body has been killed. I tell you to fear him." End of quote. You see, man is more than just body. And Jesus also said this after that, "Are not 5 sparrows sold for 2 pennies? Yet not even one of them is forgotten by God." You see, God knows all about the sparrows. However, regarding people, Jesus said, "Indeed, your very hairs, the number of your hairs on the head, are all numbered. Do not be afraid. You are worth more than many, many sparrows." End of quote. You see, people are worth and valuable more than sparrows and other birds and creatures because God uniquely made them in His image, and they have a spirit inside them with which they can pray and communicate to God. You see, death is simply the departure of your spirit from the body. We often say he or she passed away. Death is not an end in itself. Our existence does not stop at the time of death. Passed away means the most treasure, the valuable spirit inside us, has flown away from us to the presence of God. Jesus asked these questions: what do you benefit if you gain the whole world but lose your own soul? Is anything worth more than your soul? Matthew 16:26. You can work hard and gain all the wealth, name, and many other things in this world. However, in the process of all these material gains, if one loses his own soul or spirit, what does it benefit him? Jesus asked, is anything worth more than your soul? The implied answer is no, there is nothing worth more than your soul. Beloved, you and I are much more valuable than all because we have a precious treasure called the spirit inside us. At the time of death, the most valuable, it is called the soul or spirit, moves out of you. Spirit departs from your body. Where will your spirit go determines your future well-being and security. Apostle Paul said, absence from the body means he is present at home with the Lord Jesus in heaven. He was assured of his security because although he was once a murderer, blasphemer, and hated the true Christians, he later believed in Jesus as his Savior and Lord. Jesus said about 2 people who died, and it is described in Luke chapter 16, 19-31, a rich man and a poor man called Lazarus. At the moment of death, the poor Lazarus was taken to heaven by the angels, where he was comforted. However, the rich man, who never bothered about his soul's value or honored God while living here, ended up in a place of torment where he begged for comfort. You see, understanding death is the time of the departure of your soul from your body. There are only 2 places for it to go: either at home with the Lord Jesus in heaven with all the good bliss and comfort, or in a place of eternal torment where there is no trace of hope of God's love, comfort, and support. Beloved, I want you to know the truth about what happens at the moment of death. As a result, you would be ready for that moment. The Bible explains it with no shadow of a doubt. Got a moment for today's prayer? Pray after me. Father in heaven, I understand what happens at the time of death because you said it in the pages of the Bible. I want eternal comfort, love, and care of you. I want to be at home with the Lord Jesus. I believe Jesus died in my place, buried and rose again to save me and grant me eternal life in heaven. I accept your salvation. I accept Jesus as my Savior and Lord. Thank you for saving me and granting me everlasting life in heaven with you. In the name of Christ I pray, Amen. May the love, presence and the blessings of the Lord be with you today and for the rest of your life. May His name be glorified in and through you. Thank you.